The following podcast contains explicit language, which may not be suitable for all adults.
If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this podcast. You have been warned.
Quit smiling because I have a fucking mustache. So stupid.
It's a thick one. I like it.
Hey, man.
Yeah. I'm jealous a little bit.
Well, I hadn't shaved in like 3 weeks or something because yeah. I've been on quarantine.
Yes.
So I just thought, you know what? I've never had just a mustache. And I was like, I'm just going to shave it into a mustache and I'll shave it tomorrow. And she goes, what if you like it? And I was like,
You went, what if you like it?
I'm not going to like it. But you're definitely going to like it.
Just keep calling it the flavor saver.
Well, I was going to call it the lip warmer and like different things. Yeah, through the all...
I meant to her, say it.
Oh. Oh, man. Huh. You should like... be like my nose pants.
Lip sweater.
What are you talking about? My lip sweater?
Talking about that upper lip grip
you got going on. Oh, yeah. I got that upper lip grip tape. You know what I mean? I can kickflip this lip. I kickflip a lip. You know what I mean? I don't.
He doesn't. Skater sex.
Get in that vert-gina, you know?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Damn. What are you drinking over there?
Coffee.
Are you?
Yeah. Tall. A big one. Here's a full one.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's good. Good.
I'm out of my mushroom creamer, though. But
are you?
Yeah. I got regular. I got good creamer, but it's not mushrooms. This stuff gives you good energy.
Does it really?
Yeah. I've been, in the evening, I've been just drinking like a decaf with it in there. Huh. Just to get the mushroom effect, but not all the caffeine from the coffee.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But it still makes me stay up late.
I think I would stay up late no matter what.
I'd drink water and stay up late.
You know what I've been doing? I did this like 3 nights in a row. You would think that it is counterintuitive. But I make me a big cup of coffee.
Right.
Like a 10-ouncer.
What about what time in the evening?
9.
Oh, that's
at
late.
Night,
that's
right?
Late. Yeah.
That's late for coffee.
Oh, yeah.
About 9.
I mean, it's 11. It's 11:20 right now, yeah. So, and I'm drinking one.
Yeah. But I drink a big cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And take a Benadryl at the same time.
Ooh. Fight it. Like, see who wins.
Dude, I'll tell you what. It's a good buzz.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it gives you that, like...
It's like when your eyes are closed, but you're still awake.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like you're asleep, but your eyes are open.
It's a backwards the other way. Yeah.
It's the other way. Because, like, your body's asleep, but your mind's up.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm the other way around.
Are you?
Yeah.
Your body? What?
Your
mind's always asleep.
My mind's droopy a little bit.
Yeah. Well, a lot.
Yeah. It's true. Can't argue with it.
They all just have human teeth.
Yeah. They're fugglers is what they're called.
Would you? What?
Fuggler.
What the fuggler?
I was like, that's a kid's toy, and they're calling it fuggler.
Oh, man, I wish I could make kids' toys. We should write children's books.
Oh, yeah, we definitely should. Yeah. You know why? Because there's like 8 words.
Yeah, and that's really all we know.
Yeah.
It's really all we know. Red cat.
All you need is a thick cardboard book.
Yeah. Red cat. Blue dog.
Mm-hmm. Wolf. That's it. Wolf, that's the whole book.
Wolf.
Yeah.
Meow.
It's a whole book. $17.99.
Well, yeah. All right.
I mean, they're expensive. I don't know.
That's true, yeah. Blue banana.
I don't know who buys books anymore. They're expensive.
Yeah.
You can just go to the library and get it.
I've been just writing books for my free. Little girl. Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, I did that.
Yeah.
I wrote several when I was a baby daddy.
I'm not an artist, so I can't really illustrate it, but they're all just stick figures.
Well, they don't know any different. As long as you make them different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Red man said blue.
Red man said blue. Blue man said red. Damn, dogs. This is a good book.
Kids don't know any different. I would. That's all it. New words to a baby.
I would read it.
It's all new words.
Yeah.
You could put them all just new words in random order. Yeah. Not even make sentences.
That's true.
Chicken refrigerator, blue shoe. As long as it flows, man.
Yeah. Yeah, because they just like the...
It's going to fuck your kid up.
Like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. But I'm going to do that anyway.
They're going to talk weird, but yeah.
Well, the one book was the... it's like Brown Bear. Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Brown Bear, Brown Bear, what do you see?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see a red bird.
Up in that
red
tree.
Bird, red yeah, bird yeah. looking at me. I see him. And it was that's it.
Yeah.
But it's like the rhythm of it she likes.
Yep.
You know? Bobs her head and she starts freestyling a little bit.
I saw her she put that cardboard down.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just that baby babble. The baby babble?
That's a rapper.
Baby babble, boo boo dee bee dabble.
Dude, you put a beat behind that. It's a hit.
Let's go over the green screen.
Do it now.
Stat. A boo boo baby babble, boo boo dee bee dabble. Babble.
I'm a hype man. Dabble babble.
Baby rappers? Would just put me in a diaper, dude, and you hype man me?
Oh, yeah.
Boo boo baby babble, goo boo goo boo gabby.
Just sitting in a couple walkers. Rolling in.
Roll in on a walker with fucking spinners. Do they still have spinners?
I don't know. Is that a thing?
Do you think
they still have? They still have like, you know, import stuff. Like, but I was thinking about the other day. I don't hear many cars with like booming systems like they used to have.
Oh yeah.
Every once in a while I hear one, but like
yeah, back in the day that was the deal, dude. Yeah.
I mean, I did it. I sold them. I put them in. I installed them.
I had one for sure, and loved it. I miss it.
I put in a mini of them.
A mini. Which is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it.
Oh, me too. I would have one right now, really.
Yeah. You know what did it for me? Paul Walker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm. Paul Walker's the reason that my minivan blew up.
Paul Walker lives, bitch!
I drove dude, the shit out of that thing.
That was the funniest fucking thing. Coming back from that concert when you were just like, it was just a line of traffic and then the turn lane and we're like, well, up there looks like you can get and then get in front of all that stuff. So you cut in front of all those people and was like, Paul Walker lives. It was screaming.
Oh, I stomped on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then whoop, and we went into that parking lot and it was a dead end.
Yep.
And we had to turn around and do like the drive of shame.
Yep, just.
Yeah. No, you know what? Paul Walker's dead.
He's dead. Sorry, I was wrong.
You know what?
I was wrong.
You know what? He died in a car accident.
Yep. Be safe out there.
I'm going to get behind all you guys.
So, can I get back? I'll go to the end.
I'll go to the end. Don't worry. Don't let me in.
Don't let me in.
You know what?
Yeah.
I was always a Vin Diesel fan.
I'm going to sneak under this. I'm gonna drive my minivan under this rig. Under this trailer in this truck.
I thought that was the coolest shit when I saw that movie. The first time. I was like, dude, they just go whoom, underneath that semi.
Yeah.
And then you rewatch it, and that the back of that semi is jacked up like 4 feet.
Yeah.
It's on like 19 blocks.
It's when you're driving on interstate yourself and you look over and you see it.
Yeah. And you're like,
that's bullshit. They ain't going through
that. Yeah. I mean, Honda Civics are tiny, but.
Yeah. You're like, you can't get under that. Like, there's no way you can get under that.
Yeah. So fucking Fast and the Furious lied.
Well, I mean, every movie lies. I mean, Fast and Furious.
Even Nicolas Cage movies?
No, those are documentaries, dude.
Yeah, man.
All of them.
Dickumentaries. See, he gets late.
A dickumentary? Can we make this?
Can we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can.
True stories about dicks?
Dick.
Famous dicks?
Dick true Hollywood stories.
Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll put that idea out there.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's
like just this. About Mickey Rourke's dick.
Yeah, this is famous.
Just
days.
The story of his dick's life.
Right.
You know,
from birth to.
Well, no, not from birth.
What?
No, I want to know about like when he got famous.
Mm.
You know. Mickey Rourke's had some hard times.
He looks like he did.
He sounds like he did.
Yeah. He looks like his dad is a cigarette.
And his mom's a fifth of vodka. Yeah. He was actually on the show, The Masked Singer. You know The Masked Singer?
Yeah.
Show.
I never watched it, but I know it.
He was on that show,
yeah.
And he was dressed up, and he sang. And, you know, they do, like, a whole fucking stupid... Like, everybody sings, and they do a reveal at the end, and they vote them off.
They're all, like, in costumes.
Yeah, it's like in a fucking American Idol for, like, yeah, it's just stupid. Yeah. But he was, like, he came out and sang. Mickey Rourke did.
Yeah.
And I immediately was like, well, that's fucking Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, I mean.
Because, I mean, who sounds like they're dead already?
Yeah.
And they're talking to him, and it's not even the end of the show. They didn't vote or anything. He just goes, I'm taking this shit off. Takes it off, and he's just like, boom, and he goes, yep, I'm out of here.
That's leaves. Legendary.
And I was like, you know what? He's a gangster.
Yeah, that's how you do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he was dressed like a gremlin, so.
I mean, all right. Why not? Why not?
Just letting you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those shows where you're like, nobody that I respect would be on there.
Lil Wayne was on there.
But Lil Wayne was on there, and so was Busta.
Yeah, Busta was just on. Well, that was this season, too. And it was like, and Lil Wayne was the same way. They try to mask their voice.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
And then Busta Rhymes came out, and he did Mama Said Knock You Out by Lil Cool J. And I went, it was like two lines in. I'm like, that's Busta Rhymes.
Yeah. I do that all the time.
That's the only person they could be.
The kids are like watching it or something, you know, be on upstairs, and I'll walk by and I'll go, oh, that's Chris Daughtry.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, they're like, what? I'm like, that sounds.
That's Wayne Brady.
That's who that is.
Yeah. That's Wayne Brady.
It's like, it's not that hard.
You know what? Shout out to Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady's, man, he's good. That dude can freestyle too.
He did Five Fingers of Death.
Yeah.
Was it Five Fingers of Death? Five.
What's it called?
Is it Five Fingers of Death?
It's no, something like that.
It's Five Somethings of Death.
Yeah. It's not song. It's not beat. It's Five Fingers of Death Punch.
I think. That sounds right.
Sounds right.
But he did that and it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
I've been watching a lot of old Who's Line stuff.
Oh, I love Who's Line. Who's Line's
so
great.
Good. So good. So good.
Colin Mochrie is my favorite. Everybody says Ryan Stiles, but man, Colin Mochrie was
Ryan
my
Stiles
dude, man.
Is my favorite, but
them, those together.
Them together?
Yep.
Like us.
We're getting there.
Hmm. Well.
I mean, we're new to the game, man.
Are you kidding me?
Not the game of life.
Well, yeah, the game of life we've been around.
Mastered that.
No, or we wouldn't be sitting under a fucking bridge.
It's true. Right we now. Would not be doing this.
Yeah.
Actually, we probably would be doing this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I guess besides the best time to be gay would probably be in high school, besides all the bullying and shit. If you could secretly be gay in high school, that would be the best. Because, or college, which a lot of people experiment. But you could be on a sports team. Or in gym class, you know, in high school. And you'd be in there like, just taking a shower, bro. What's up? You know, or you can like, just think of how many butts you could smack on a football team. Good God. I mean, all of them. How many people's in a football team? 100? 150? I don't know. A lot? What kind of animals would you be into having sex with?
Right, like if you were an animal, like what's an animal you would want to have sex with if you? But you would have
outside
to be
outside of your.
No, it'd have to be the same. Like
oh,
so like you wouldn't want like a, you know, like a wolverine, you know.
I don't know, man.
But like a panda, like you could be a panda or.
Well, I could what
or
I
a
could,
fox.
Fox.
And you could fuck another fox.
Well, but if you were a fox and you like. Fucked a hound, you know, they can make a Disney movie out of that.
They could. Yeah, yeah maybe. Interspecies.
Yeah, I think that's where the movies, that's where they're headed. Cause
see,
like
it's like this random pocket this week, interspecies animal sex.
Say that.
Quick. I mean, and that's the title, and that's say what that one people see it, and they go, well, I need to learn about that.
I need to learn.
You know?
Yeah.
What's inside a turtle shell?
Turtle. It's a turtle. I mean,
all right. See surprise. See you next week.
Surprise. It's a turtle. Yeah. Man, turtles without a shell, though, they look weird.
They got to be dead. They're dead, right?
Pretty much.
You can't take one out.
You can.
Not forever.
No.
Not for long.
No.
You can't put them in a box.
Even though they're called a box turtle, that's true. You
it's
can't
true. You can't just take the shell off and make a cardboard robot box and
yeah,
put them in
Yeah, that'd be
it.
Sweet, though.
Yeah.
You think they have,
I'll put
like,
you in one.
You think they have, like, you know, like... We can get like a fake leg or something, or fake. You think they got
like a prosthetic turtle shell?
Yeah, you think they got shells like that?
I bet they do. They can 3D print anything now.
That's true.
Except penises. I tried. It doesn't work.
Did you try to print yours?
I tried to make a Lego. Yeah. It said,
it's error.
Yeah. Too much ink. Wait. Not enough penis. No.
Not enough penis. It's funny that it just talks like a robot.
Yeah.
It's a 3D printer, man.
3D printer is laughing at me.
Aha. Uh-huh.
We need a bigger pixel. More than 2x2 pixels. Ha 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 ha.
Hold on, let me print it.
Prints out.
Prints out the vagina. You're like,
fuck you.
Well, all right, I'll take it.
I mean...
I'll take it home. I don't like it.
I'm not going to use it or anything.
You're disgusting.
Hang it on my wall. And
bang it.
Finger it. Shoot. It was like when the FBI was developing like their profiling thing. Like their, they were just bringing up like the psychology division, like trying to figure out serial killers. They weren't even calling them serial killers when that back then. They called them...
Repeat offenders.
Yeah. It wasn't serial killer. It was something like that, though. Sequence killer.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and they were like,
that's kind of a cooler name for
that. They were like a secret thing. They kill in sequence. And then they were like trying to figure out something that was cooler and sexier.
Than that?
Yeah. They went with pussy killer. Why is it when you say pussy, you have to say it?
You say it like that.
Pussy.
I like to say puss. I like to shorten
it. You just never say it like a nerd.
Pussy.
They're pussy. Pussy.
I whisper it.
You got that pussy.
You know, they're...
You know, he's sticking their pussy.
I mean, I don't know who talks like that anyway.
I should. I still think it would be great to pick up a girl like that. Like, with just medical terms.
Well, yeah. Okay.
But, like, act like you're just like a fucking asshole. Like,
I mean, you would get her.
Then. You want to see my penis?
Try another one.
You want a penis pic? Can I send you a penis pic?
Well, okay. Now we're getting better.
You rub your vagina if I send you a penis pic?
There's people that talk like that.
Stick my peen in your vag.
My peen in your vagine.
Yeah. Did you wrap your vaginal area around my mandible? I don't know.
There's people that get hot right now.
Probably not me, but yeah. I want dirty.
Oh. He said it.
I wonder how dirty you can actually get before you get arrested.
Yeah, well.
Or committed. I think I could get committed.
Yeah, you should be.
What if you only tell girls you're going to masturbate to them at a bar? Like, you just never tried to pick them up.
You're just like, oh my gosh, you are so hot. I'm going to jerk off to you later.
So, yeah. Just go.
I'm going to jerk off to you later. Can I buy myself a drink?
Would you buy me a drink, bitch? Buy me a drink. I'm going to beat off to you later.
That's so funny. I'm churning some butter down there just for you.
Damn, baby. You make me want to stroke my shit. She's like, why don't I take you home and do it for you? Ew.
What are you trying to do, lady? What are you, a whore?
Who are you, a whore?
You professional jack-offer.
How many penises has your hand been?
Show me your hands.
I went into town and I was like, well, I'll stop at Rite Aid and see if they have that stuff to make it. And it's like cranberry vodka, cranberry liqueur, champagne, and pineapple juice. And I went there. And I'm like, I don't even know if they're going to have this. You know, like, I go in and I was like, okay, they got the vodka. And I'm like, okay, they got the liqueur. All right. And I go up front and there's this like a younger girl. Like, she's pretty hot working there. And she's like, I'm like, duh, duh, duh. I go, do you have pineapple juice? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, sweet. And she's like walking to show me where it's at. And I said, I'm making like the girliest drink ever. And she went, aw. And I went, that was like a sad aw.
Yeah, don't do that.
And she went, no, I just love pineapple juice. And I was like, but you said, aw. Like, it was
she
sad.
She sucks dick. If she loves pineapple juice.
What's the connection there?
You're supposed to drink
Hawaiian. She likes Hawaiian, dude.
You drink a bunch of pineapple juice, makes your cum taste better.
Have you tried it?
Not my own. Yeah, dude. On pizza. No.
Ham and semen. All right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to
They pronounce that Hawaiian pizza like Grandpa used to. How are ya?
Oh, how are ya pizza? How are ya?
Isn't it crazy when you do like, you try to always act like you're manly when you're buying girly shit.
Oh, dude.
And you got to be like, I'm making this for my wife.
Well, I didn't even say that. I just said, I'm making the girliest drink ever.
Have you ever had one of these?
But then I thought it'd be kind of funny when we start doing guys' night again to do like, just pick one night to where we're like, all right, we're drinking
screwdrivers.
Stop.
I'll bring the orange juice.
I'll bring an orange juice.
So hard.
Oh, God. I'm gonna stomach muscles hurt. Bring an orange juice, son.
You want pulp or no pulp? Shit. Straight pulp.
Heavy pulp.
Fuck that. Just bring oranges.
We just squeeze an orange. We'll smash an orange in it.
Soak orange in it.
Yeah, we talk.
God damn.